Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Pure Leaf is crafted in a variety of flavors that'll make you say, ah. Enjoy juicy peach, zesty lemon, or ripe raspberry without any artificial flavors. Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Real variety, real brewed. Visit pureleaf.com/buy now.
Today's episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends, is brought to you by Fart Mackler, attorney at law. Now in theaters and on digital on demand. Let's start the show. Hello and welcome to the Strongcast podcast. Meet My Friends, The Friends, with Pat Byrne and Jason Gore, the nation's number one television recap podcast and number one Friends podcast. I'm Jason Gore.
And I'm Pat Byrne.
Join us, won't you, as we recap the greatest television show in history, Friends. We know you'll enjoy meeting our friends so much you'll say,
how are you doing?
Great one, Pat.
Thanks, Jason.
Let's do this. And hello and welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, with Pat Byrne and Jason Gore. I'm Jason Gore. And Pat, we've got an amazing episode to cover today on the show.
An all-time classic. This is the one with all the rugby. We are knee-deep in the Emily saga. Now, I wasn't too big of a fan of the Emily saga when these episodes were first airing. I kind of found her off-putting.
Really?
You know, I wanted him and Rachel to get back together. It was still raw. It was still fresh. But rewatching these episodes, I got to say, I did have kind of a softer spot for Emily.
Well, that's great. That is great. Well, this episode originally aired on February 26, 1998, written by Will Calhoun, who did the teleplay, and Andrew Reich and Ted Cohen did the story. Pat, you know who directed this one?
That'll be James Burrows.
Jimmy Burrows, right here. Great episode. Of course, Jimmy Burrows, most remembered for doing Cheers. Yeah, this is good. So one thing I do want to say, you're listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends. This is the first true episode as a Strongcast podcast.
This is our fresh start, people. Welcome to the new era.
Yeah, we want to say thank you to our creator of the show, Tom Sharpling.
Okay, sure. I didn't know we were doing that, but yeah.
You gotta take a second. Okay. Tom. And legally, we have to have Tom on for 60 seconds in every show. So he will be part of this show.
That's right. We're trying to work on that. So we'll see. We'll see how much time he gets. But for today, that's 60 flat. Yes.
60 flat. So, yeah, we'll get into the meat of this episode, but first I do want to say today's episode is brought to you by Fart Mackler, attorney at law, the new hit comedy from the Farrelly brothers starring Ben Stiller. That's right. The dream team from There's Something About Mary are back at it again, but this time with an edgy, heartfelt law comedy that'll have you saying, no, you're out of order, because you'll be laughing too hard. Ben Stiller stars as Fart Mackler, a hard-edged prosecutor who spent his entire career proving that he's more than just a funny name. He's a damn good lawyer. But when a long-lost son played by Ashton Kutcher appears in his life, he's suddenly forced to choose between Fart Mackler attorney at law and Fart Mackler good dad? Use promo code Peter, Bobby, Ben, and Fart to receive 90% off your ticket or digital download. Once again, that's promo code Peter, Bobby, Ben, and Fart. And it says to sing this, all we are saying is give Fart a chance. That's a big sponsor. Strongcast Podcasts gets the big ones. We're making the money. Around. Yeah, no messing around. We're the number two podcast.
I can't wait for that film to come out, and I'm so happy that the sponsors in the dough, frankly, are rolling back in. So it's a new era, and we just I feel limitless.
I do too.
We're here to talk about the one with all the rugby. This is a sort of the midpoint of the fourth season. Mm-hmm. You know, we're reaching a point in this storyline where Rachel drags Chandler with her to the nail studio. We open on that, and which is kind of a funny way to reintroduce everybody's favorite ex-girlfriend, Janice. Right? Now that laugh, I mean, you know, I guess people's minds first go to Fran Drescher, of course, in the 90s, you know, you had the nanny, it was very popular, mm-hmm. but Janice, that character, I mean, she brought it, you know, she brought it too. I mean, that laugh was just, I mean, obviously people maybe first, their minds first go to Fran Drescher, but in the world of Friends, there is only one, and it is Janice. So
Janice,
I love this storyline. I don't know how or why Chandler is roped into / tricked into going to a nail salon with Rachel, but it's a funny scene to open on. We believe it in the world of Friends, right? We believe this. And then they're taken out. Janice, they for some reason bring her back to the apartments, and suddenly she's roped back into Chandler's life for the next 48 hours. And in her mind, she's freshly divorced, and she thinks they're getting back together.
Yeah.
To get out of this, Chandler says he has to move to Yemen for work. And he goes so to the extreme of he calls his own bluff, mm-hmm. Jason.
Yeah, he does.
He goes to the airport, he gets on the plane. He keeps thinking she's gonna leave. He gets on the plane. He buys a ticket. One of my favorite moments is he's fighting with the airline attendant. And he's saying, can you just give me a fake ticket? You know, pretend I'm a child. And what would you give a child? Like, I'm going to hand you my library card. Nothing works. He ends up going all the way. He tries to sneak off the plane. Janice catches him. It's a lot of laughs. I love starting with this one. Of course, it's the namesake of it. Mm-hmm. The one with all the rugby refers to the Emily storyline. And that's Ross, trying to impress his British new girlfriend, Emily, who's he's only supposed to be entangled with for a 2-week period, right? While mm-hmm. she's in New York. But things get hot and heavy. And she bumps into her old friends from Great Britain, London, and they are rugby players.
Yes.
And they pick her up, and they kind of like, you know, hug her, and they're bumping her on the street. And then jealous Ross, right? He says, what are you guys doing? You're playing football? You're playing soccer? And they say, no, we're rugby players. Why don't you come meet us tomorrow? what park was it? I think they said Riverside Park.
I think it was Riverside Park. Yeah.
Yeah. So they go, and, you know, we never really see the friends out in the air on a sunny day. They're always in their apartments, their coffee shops, their jobs. But that was nice to see them out. So, of course, Ross agrees. And it is only when Emily points out the weaknesses of her friends Liam and Devin and some of the mm-hmm. other players, like a weak knee, this and that, that Ross has the advantage, and he goes in there. But he's still very badly hurt. He doesn't learn his lesson. He shouldn't have done it. And we find out a little bit later on in the show that, you know, it wouldn't take that much to impress her anyway.
The other storyline that really meant a lot to me that I thought was so much fun was Monica being so obsessed with the wall switch in the apartment.
This is, you know, to heighten the idea that her and Rachel are just not happy in this apartment.
Right.
They don't want to be there. You know, I thought it was the weaker of the three storylines. I kind of thought they were fishing for something for Monica to do, right? But it was good. I mean, you know, because it heightens and it builds to a point where there's that great scene where all of a sudden she's given up and she's on the couch reading a book.
Yeah,
Rachel comes home and she's like, what are all these? And she points to the wall. There's just, you know, one after one little, like, little kid 8x11.5 drawings of stuff. And she's like, I just put them up. I thought that they would be nice.
I also really liked the Joey's interaction with it, especially when they finally, I believe it was Rachel, turned the switch on and Joey started making a sound.
Yeah, that was a fun.
So good.
That was a fun, you know, it's a visual gag, it's an audio gag, but when Rachel gets wise to it, she rips down all the papers. I was going to say, and they, it's revealed that she's put a bunch of holes in the wall, which was a funny reveal. And
funny reveal.
That was great. You know, not a lot of Phoebe story in this, but I got to say, Phoebe ended up being one of my favorite friends in this episode because it's just a great Phoebe. It becomes a great Phoebe episode because she has so many funny lines. She is like, I'll get to it later, but I end up giving her the line of the episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it right now.
It's the line of the episode.
This week's line of the episode, I'm giving to Phoebe Buffay, who storms into the apartment, and she has just come from outside, and she's dressed like she came from outside, and she goes, "Hey, can you turn on the news? I think it might be raining." I mean, just like the random, and that's Phoebe, but that was Phoebe the whole episode. I mean, she goes line for line, comic relief. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's a comedy show, but I will give her that title. She is the comedy relief, a comic relief of this series. And she is just so freaking funny. It's a great Phoebe episode.
It really is. I also have a line of the episode. So
it's the line of the episode.
My line of the episode was, "And Yemen, that actually sounds like a real country."
Oh, Joey.
Yeah. Joey.
Yeah. When he kind of hits Chandler on the side and says like, he's giving him extra points for that one. I thought that one. Yeah, that might be my number two line in the episode. For some reason, that's
my number
turn
one.
I know, but that turn on the news, it might be raining. I just belly laughed at it.
Oh.
It's, all these years later, it still gets me. And it's you, Phoebe.
Yeah. Hey, do we have a friends first?
Friends first.
This might be the first time that we are in an airport. Is that right?
It could be. I was thinking my friends first, and it's a question mark. I don't really know how the friends first segment really works, but it's the first time Janice and Chandler reunite, maybe?
I think so, and it's also the first time the country of Yemen is ever mentioned in the series.
There you go. There you go. Do you have another fun friends fact?
Time for another fun friends fact.
Well, there is no such airline as Yemen Express.
Yes.
And the actual flag carrier is Yemeni Airways. However, Yemeni doesn't fly to the U.S.
I will say, too, that Janice says a fake address that Chandler gave her is 15 Yemen Road, Yemen. And that is referring to this being the 15th episode of season 4.
Okay, so they kind of did a little acknowledgement of their own...
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Directions to Outback Steakhouse.
Head north on Magnolia Drive and turn left at the lights. So, what are you picking up at Outback?
I'm sorry?
Have you tried the Aussie cheese fries?
Well,
at the next light, turn right. If I had hands, I'd get them on that perfectly crispy bloomin' onion.
What the?
It's just another 500 feet. So close. I can almost taste that juicy Victoria's filet mignon. Well, if I could eat.
Outback Steakhouse is so delicious, even your navigation system will want to bite. Let's Outback.
I don't know. That's cute.
No, I like that. Hey, it's time for a new segment. It's called Now There's a Goof.
It's time for Now There's a Goof.
And there's so many great goofs within this episode. One specifically is Ross asked Joey if he remembers when they went to see Dances with Wolves at the cinema. Now, that film was released in 1990, and Joey and Ross met in 93, as seen in the one with the flashback. However, the one with all the Thanksgivings, Joey is already with the gang in 1992. So I'm going to call that a goof.
That is a big goof.
That's a big goof right there. And then let's see here. I do believe, my friends, I'm going to move some segment stuff around because legally we do have to do this. And I would like to welcome the creator of Meet My Friends, the Friends, Tom Sharpling, to this episode. Tom, thank you for joining us legally.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great to have you.
This is disgusting. This is my show. The two of you did some backroom maneuvering with copyrights or something. I can't even follow what it is.
Tom, can I ask you can I ask you really quickly, is this your 60 seconds segment or is that separate?
No, this is my 60 seconds.
Can you hold on?
I'm already rolling the timer on this.
Well, we're going to start. We're going to give you a little more time, Tom, since you've already started. Let's go ahead and get into your segment, and it starts with the sounder.
And now, the Tom Sharpling Memorial segment.
Segment. I mean, I'm not dead. A memorial segment is if you're dead. This is my show. Okay, whatever settlement has happened to give me 60 seconds of airtime, I'm only taking because I need to reach the listeners of Meet My Friends of Friends to say this is not anything I have sanctioned or am a part of. This is a backroom wrangling that was done against me and against my show that Jason and Pat took some sort of legal loophole, which I'm still trying to figure out, to do with copyrights or whatever, and have now taken control of the show. And trust me, everybody, I'm working to fix this, and it's not something I'm going to take laying down. And also, neither of you guys even care about Friends. Clearly, we've seen multiple scenes at airports.
Out of the time legally, now we are able to play a buzzer if you speak during the episode, Tom. So thank you.
I speak during the episode, you're really going to play a buzzer every time.
Shut up.
You heard him.
And now it is time for
Ross was at the airport. Ross and Rachel were at the airport when they
Boy, that's crazy, huh?
Never mind.
Tip of the Pat.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tip of the Pat. This is a little show within a show, I guess. No, it's just a little segment for you guys. I just wanted to give a huge tip of the Pat to the entire cast because there was great dynamics on everyone. A lot of coming together, and I just felt like this was a whole episode. And when I say that, I mean that everyone was a team player to build to say this is Friends. This is the show. Friends equals five people. And that is Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, and Ross.
Tip of the Pat. Jason's Corner. Jason's Corner.
Wow, it's nice to have a little segment within the show. I'm going outside of Friends right now, guys. And I want to say how lucky Pat and I are to be here doing a strong cast podcast, the best in the biz, the only network that truly understands prestige podcasting. And since we are the number two podcast in the nation, it's great to have this second here to just say how thankful we are to have Meet My Friends, the Friends on the Strong Cast Network. It feels great, doesn't it, Pat?
Oh, I feel great. You know, we've had our ups and downs with our executive producer master, but you know, that was in the past, and we have so much going for us now that
the show's
literally the only place I would want to be.
Yeah, the show's better. You can already tell the show's better. There's a flow to it. There is, I mean,
the show's not better.
So I guess I blew it again.
You know, the sounders are working, which is a great, huge thing. Shout out Pat, the company that does the servers for us.
Yeah. Thank you to Industry Standard, and of course, our thanks to Slackjaw.
Yes, of course. We couldn't do this show without them. Pat, let's go ahead and get this moving, and let's close it. Go ahead and rank the friends for me. What you got?
All right. Well, Jason, first of all, thank you for everything you do on the show. I'm going to say, and I'm giving myself a little internal drum roll here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Phoebe starts it.
Wow.
Because, yeah, Phoebe held the show together with her just her wit. Okay. Her wit, her comedic timing. It was a great episode for Phoebe. I said that earlier. So Phoebe's at the top. I'm going to go Phoebe. I'm going to go, believe it or not, Chandler.
Okay.
Ross, because of the Emily stuff. Then we'll do Monica, Rachel, and Joey. Rachel and Joey at the bottom because they weren't in the episode as much.
Okay, I'm going to go Joey because the interactions with the Switch really made me laugh. Really, really, really entertained me with that. So I think Joey's on top for me. Chandler, with all the back and forth with the Yemen trip. Monica, Ross, Rachel, Phoebe at the bottom. I'm including Janice.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm going to say this episode for me, 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Yeah, I would agree. I'm going to give this an 8, maybe an 8.5. Great episode.
And that wraps up another edition of Meet My Friends, the Friends, with Pat Byrne and Jason Gore, right here at Strongcast Podcasting. This is a Strongcast podcast. Pat, say goodbye.
We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. Tom, do you want to say goodbye?
This is not Meet My Friends, the Friends. This is a fake version of the show.
We'll see you next time.
See, I don't think we should have him on at all at the end.
Well, we legally have to have him on.
No, we gave him a 60. We give him a 60.
And we give him a 60, but that's all it is.
You keep inviting him on. We didn't talk about him closing the you don't have to throw to him. Don't throw to him.
I feel sorry for him. Now, before we shut this down, I do have to say, make sure you're listening to the Twice Daily Dose with John Daly. Strongcast Podcast brings you the only pop culture and medical news podcast delivered 2 times a day, hosted by comedy legend John Daly. The Twice Daily Dose with John Daly, only on Strongcast. You're welcome.